Good afternoon, dear listener. We are where, Mr. Anand?
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
This is a place, this is Sarakon, near the Ganesh Bakery. And what is happening in this place?
Well, this is the hub for the Auroville Marathon. This is the place where Auroville Marathon was born 8 years back. So this is the 8th edition that we are going to have. And this is the hub and the main place where we work from, basically. And even the materials, all that is the infrastructure which is reusable, we store them in Sarakon campus.
So we are really a few days before the marathon, because it's happening when?
The marathon, 8th marathon, Auroville Marathon, is happening on the 8th of February. That is the Sunday. Normally it is always the second Sunday of February every year. And yes, the activities started 2 months back, and then it slowly picks up the momentum. And right now we are into the real speed up movement, where all the administrative and the, you know, the sorting of the registered runners and their equipments like bibs and everything is being done.
So you are preparing in the last week, we are preparing everything. The track has been already done.
Yes, the route has been finalized. It's more or less the same route that we followed last year in 2014, with a very minor change, and that change has been, you know, decided, and it has been marked, and it has been put up on the marathon website for the runners to see how it looks like.
And I'm around of many different kind of color bibs. Can you explain what is this material and is?
Yes, this time we have a different sort of bibs. In fact, there are three colors. The blue colored bibs, which start with digit 4, so 4000 onwards. So that is for the 42K. So it's easy to find out, you know, that okay, when it starts with 4, it is 42K, full marathon. The red bibs are for the half marathon, and that starts with 2, and it also goes into the 3000 digits, because we have got more runners in half. So we couldn't manage in 1000, right? So from 2000 we started, and it goes into 3000 and odd. That is in red. And green are the half K, that is 10K. Sorry, not half K, 10K, and that starts with 1000. So from 1000 onward till 1900 is for the 10K.
How many people is expecting to come this year?
The online registrations are 2900 online registrations, which are people who have registered online, and another 450 are manual registration, when people have come in into Sarakon campus and filled up their registration manually. So totally we have about 3200 odd runners in total.
It's more or less the same number of the previous year.
Yes, more or less it is the same number of previous year. We expected that it will swell up, but because we had another new component added into this marathon, we feel probably because of that the numbers didn't swell up, and that was the increase in the registration amount. We thought that 12% increase should be there, so that this 12% increase we can straight away contribute to the Auroville Central Fund, because we are using Auroville space, we are using the Auroville trails, and the energies of the Aurovillians and the community and the people living here, and we thought it is really just to be able to contribute outright from the registration 12% to the Auroville Central Fund. We have been contributing at the end every year. If there is a surplus, we have been contributing to the Central Fund. But this year we thought that outright there should be an amount fixed, like we contribute, you know, the Aurovillians give contribution, the visitor, the guests give contribution. So why not the runners, when they are getting this privilege of running in Auroville?
Absolutely. And how many volunteers are involved in this project?
We normally estimate about 700 volunteers. So we have t-shirts printed for 700 volunteers, And normally it is about 500 to 600 volunteers, they turn up, because there are volunteers turning up without signing up on that day. And we would like to honor their efforts also. So 700 volunteers in total we are expecting to be on the job on the 8th.
It's a big amount of number. It's almost the population of Auroville.
Yes, exactly. On this particular day, definitely there are much more number of people gathered in and around visitor center, which is the starting and the ending point. More than double the amount of people staying in Auroville. We have breakfast arranged for about 5,000 people.
We can see Auroville how will be in 5 or 10 years.
Yes, we can find out how Auroville will look like when we have this many inmates in another 5-7 years, if that is what we expect. Yeah.
This marathon have no sponsor, so it means there is no commercial activities that is supporting this event. It's something that comes from the root of Auroville. Can you explain a little bit more how it works?
Yeah, we have been always, you know, people who run marathons, they have become really quite, you know, it's quite annoying for them to run the marathon. They want to run, and they run, and they have these corporates, you know, always hanging on their head. You have to wear their shoes, you have to wear their t-shirts, you have to wear their equipments, and they do want to run an organized marathon. And Auroville offering a marathon without the corporates, without the, you know, big houses sponsoring, without any name tag that you have to wear, they feel that this is something that is missing, and they really want to enjoy this at least once a year, where they can run totally free without representing some brand or some cause or something. So Auroville Marathon, we have been always kept at that we don't need any sponsors. People who register and who contribute as registration charges, we try to fit our budget and all our expenses within that. And if there is any surplus, which, you know, we do fall in red a little bit at the end of the every marathon, but then we have our you know, friends and well wishers who chip in at the last moment when they realize that the red is a little alarming. And so we have friends, those who don't want to come into the forefront, those who don't want their names to be, you know, mentioned, and they do help us with whatever deficit, if there is any, in the marathon.
It's a very particular event. It's also a very precious place, running in Auroville, in listening and watching what the people are sharing in Facebook and Twitter. It's something that people really love it. And what is your personal perception of the participants?
The participants, they really go back very happy. You know, in the beginning, when they come for the registration, they, you know, sound to be a little frustrated when things are not according to their wishes. And, you know, they feel that, you guys, you must be more professional, and we are having this trouble, and we are unable to come in time, and all those things. But in spite of that, when they finish the race, each one of them, even the people who are not so happy on the previous day when they came for picking up their bibs and equipments, they come to you and they feel that, no, we are sorry, that we really now understand what it is and what it is all about. And they are absolutely, they go back really overwhelmed, because they see, you know, that an unprofessional, you know, team which actually give their time pro bono, you know, they are working, everybody works in their respective place, and this is one place, one time when they come and give this services pro bono without previous or prior experience, and still they get such a enjoyable and such a fun run. They go back really extremely overwhelmed, and then they give their comments, and they have their blogs, and they share these experiences on their Facebook. And I don't think I've ever seen any comment which really, you know, says something bad about this run or bad about the organized way or the way it functioned and the way it went. Everybody, they go back a real happy soul who have run. Really, the joy of running, we can see from this.
Yeah, really, this is the slogan of the marathon, running for the joy of running.
Yes, run for the joy of running is the logo, and we try to keep the spirit up. And people appreciate and they realize that, yes, it is really the joy of running which they are participating in.
Okay, is Auroville helping somehow in this process of producing such an amazing event where we see so many people coming in, or do you also find some trouble on the way?
No, the entire community has been very, very helpful, right, you know, from the Auroville security to the Auroville road services, the water services, eco services, you know, so they are extremely helpful. The security gives us, apart from the security, they do the marking of the route, because they are the best people who know how the routes are and where it goes. Road service, wherever there is a difficult path, they try to make it smooth, they try to make it runnable. So they also get into the motion, you know, some 4 days before. Roads, then water services, they are absolutely most eager to provide us with all the water drums and, you know, the big cans and the big carriers. Eco service, it helps us get the garbage out and, you know, keep the city clean again after the race. So all these units, you know, they come forward to help, and we have never visitor center hosting the dinner for the previous day night, and giving us all the facilities, you know, so that we can be comfortable on the parking, the old parking space. They give us the generator facility in case of power failure. So the entire community, the entire machinery actually of Auroville has been very, very helpful right from beginning, and they love doing this. This is absolutely, you know, a services they give out of love. There is nothing, you know, that there is any, okay, you give and take. It is absolutely not that. They come out on their own. They offer all these services that they can on their own, and it has been a real wonderful, wonderful experience working with all these machineries of Auroville, all the administrative and the, you know, on-ground activities which help us.
I've been following the last 8 years of the marathon. I saw growing and growing. And what I've noticed very much, a part of the ability of getting engaged with people that are really loving running, I also noticed that how much respect the people that are coming in Auroville, somehow they are paying. Because, yeah, it's rare also to find a piece of paper on the ground, in spite we have 3,000 people going around. And so it's something that I think should be seen also and manifested, this kind of attention in the respect of Auroville. The people, they come here, they come with some sort of consciousness.
Yes, they know what Auroville is about, and the green and eco, you know, sensitivity behind us, and they like to honor that. And we also have some of these instructions on the website of Auroville Marathon, where it says, you know, what we are all about and what is the attitude here, and what, you know, in unwritten words, what we expect people to be and how they should conduct themselves. And they are most happy to do that and honor that. And most of these people, They might be or might not be behaving the same way in the other marathons, because there are corporates which, you know, try to help them out. But here they know that these people are doing it themselves. There aren't any professional groups which is engaged to, you know, do this. It is the same, the Aurovillians themselves part of this system, and they do it themselves. So they honor that. And that is the big thing, you know, whenever we do our work on the ground level, the people around us or who come to see us or visit us, they can understand that, yes, these are the grassroots people doing all their work themselves, and they help us keep the cleanliness and help us keep maintain the order. Many of them, most of them, they do that. There might be a few stray cases, but then that is absolutely negligible.
Absolutely. And yourself and Chandresh Patel are the two persons behind this big event. What is your expectation, apart of having 3,000 people running happily about around Auroville? What is your personal expectation deeply in your heart about this event?
No, there is basically no expectation. We feel really grateful and honored to see that, you know, through this activity, Auroville Marathon and Auroville gets a space of itself, you know, and there are people who admire the Auroville Marathon, and coming here, they see what Auroville is, which many of them, they might not have turned to this part of the country, and they see this Auroville, and when they go back, it weighs, you know, it comes back into their memory, and they like to come back on and on, off and off, and probably, you know, these, the good wishes and the well wishes of such people will actually give us energy to move forward, and that's it. So basically there is no expectation as such. What we want, that we should be able to give happiness and joy in participating in an event like this, which is actually a strenuous event, and still people go back with a happy face. And that is the most desirable gift that as a core team member of Marathon would get, when people go back satisfied, happy that yes, they have had a wonderful run, a strenuous one, a lot of strain, lot of sweat has gone by, but they're still so happy when they go back with a smiling face. And that's the biggest boon or the biggest gift that we get.
Thank you very much, Anand.
Thank you very much, Andrea and Auroville Radio.